Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 26.
Got issues in Bedford View, queuing traffic on the N3 North link to the N12 East at Galulis and Braamfontein, M1 North, queuing traffic towards Smith Street.
We start with news just in. The total number of people employed in South Africa decreased by 91,000 from December 2023 to December last year, according to the quarterly employment statistics published by Stats SA. Full-time employment decreased by 26,000. Part-time employment was also down by 65,000. In other big news, at lunchtime, the deadly shooting in the Marimi informal settlement. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu says police are intensifying efforts to arrest more suspects linked to the brutal murder of community patrollers following the arrest of one suspect. The death toll has also risen to 6, and 2 victims succumbed to their injuries in hospital. 6 others, however, remain in hospital. Addressing residents today, Mqunu confirmed that authorities continue with a manhunt for more suspects.
People are going to face the might of the law. Much as it will not bring back life that has been lost, but there will be a consequences of those things. Each one of those that we identify and finally arrest and bring to court.
The Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union is meanwhile demanding justice following the brutal killing of the 6 Community Safety Forum members in Soshanguve. Here's the union's Richard Mabolo.
We acknowledge and support the swift response from Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lusuifi, who has mandated law enforcement agencies to apprehend the perpetrators within 72 hours. We also recognize the Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's condemnation of this atrocity and his commitment to bringing those responsible to justice.
Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says over the past 8 months, 27 officials have been convicted of corruption and other crimes. 18 were dismissed in November and 9 more recently. Schreiber addressed the issue while speaking at the launch of the Border Management and Immigration Anti-Corruption Forum today.
Thanks to the work of our partners in law enforcement, 8 of these officials have already been convicted and sentenced to prison terms ranging from 4 to 18 years, while criminal prosecution of another 19 officials is underway.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has paid tribute to nurses and healthcare workers who served on the front line during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ramaphosa addressed the 9th National Congress of Nursing Union DENOSA in Ekurhuleni.
It was just 5 years ago that we faced the worst global health crisis and emergency in modern time. The pandemic in many ways changed our world almost overnight.
And South Africans are still feeling the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's at least according to senior counsellor Kaylee Wood.
Brain-based therapies like brain spotting, BWRT, EMDR, they're really effective in processing that trauma. CBT, so cognitive behaviour therapy, which is helping individuals reframe negative thought patterns, as well as dialectical behaviour therapy, so DBT, which is useful for managing emotional distress.
COVID Chronicles, 5 years of masks, thermometers, and my fellow South Africans is at jackarandfm.com podcast. For more, go to Jackpot or wherever you get your podcast series. I'm Chanel September, more news at 2.
Hey, listen, before you go, you were talking about crime over there. Do you know why the Energizer Bunny was sent to jail? It was charged with battery.
Alex.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. What do cats eat for breakfast?
Mice.
Yes, Mice Krispies. In Lostards. Okay, here's a classic for you. What do you get when you cross a fish with an elephant?
Tell us.
Swimming trunks. Come on. Dad joke, Dinsdag. And 30 minutes non-stop.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Let's rave.
And here you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.